Here, Fisco, get a round in.
Sorry.
I went the last time. I couldn't understand what the Sligo Muck Savage behind the bar was saying.
I only have a certain amount of money and I need to go to the Leveris.
Fisco! Fisco!
Bye!
Sup, Tish? How's it hanging?
I'm Herfs.
All right, man.
Why are you wearing a wetsuit, dude?
You didn't think I was going to come to Sligo and miss out on the epic waves, did you?
Well, I'm too busy riding a wave of popularity, Murphs.
Oh, ledge back.
Oh, I can't wait for all that hard hat-wearing photo ops turning the sod on National Development Plan projects.
I thought it was called the National Capital Plan.
I changed it because I was worried the cultures might think capital referred to Dublin.
Oh, for realsies.
True story, bro. It's your round. And PTW.
No problemo, Tish. Cheeky IPA, microbrewed vice beer, maybe?
About that.
Huh?
I'm afraid they don't have any craft beer.
They what?
Yeah, they only sell cans of some disgusting stout I've never heard of.
Be-a-mish? What is that, Icelandic? I've totally never heard of it. Hang on a second, I'll just Google it.
Oh, there's no Wi-Fi at OVS, no mobile coverage either. Ugh. We are in the epicenter of the land of the swamp donkeys, you know?
Oh, yeah. Why are we here again?
We're announcing the creation of dozens of projects creating thousands of jobs.
Oh.
Over the next 100 years.
Wow, the bang of Bertie off that.
Exactly. The boom is back, but in a totes sexier, more social friendly way.
Right, so we've got lots of things for Cork and Dublin, but what exactly are we announcing for Sligo?
Special cabinet meetings, duh.
Oh.
Sligo can't be trusted with capital projects.
No.
Bertie gave them Westlife, and look how that ended up. One quarter went bankrupt, and another quarter nearly killed winning streak. And let's not even talk about Brian McFadden.
No one does. But Sligo? I'm a bit freaked, TBA.
Oh.
Haven't seen anyone wearing a Leinster jersey in ages.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie, Tish.
Oh.
The only time I've been further west than Rathgar is to Westport for a stag. I mean, the Zorbing was class, but we couldn't find a strip club for love nor money.
No strip clubs?
Well, no, the strip club is called For Love Nor Money. We just couldn't find it, like.
Wowzers.
This is the owner.
Hi.
What is that?
Yeah, thanks very much. No. Delighted to be here.
See ya. What did he say to you, Tish?
Not an iota.
Look, let's just get out of here and grab a seaweed bath, okay?
Cool. Oh, quick, before Fiscal gets back from the jacks.
Legend.
Okay, I'm back. Taoiseach? Hello, Taoiseach? Where are you?
Oh!
Hi there, have you seen... No, please, don't haunt me. I only have a certain amount of money. Help me.
For best boy in a supporting lighting role goes to Saoirse Ronan again. Now, once again, she can't be here to accept the award and her dad's in the jacks, but she did record another message. Ha, Janie, I can't believe I'm after winning another. I'm more town out with the number I have. Me dad's after having to build a whole new mantelpiece in a mansion in Carlow, which is just still a stone's throw away from the Liberties. It's great to celebrate everything that's great about Ireland. Typical stuff like Tato and Aer Lingus Gold Circle points and the M9 and... are you still filming? Next up, can everyone please sit down? We'll feed you soon. The IFTA for Best Actress in a Drama goes to Amy Huberman for striking out. And she's definitely here.
Oh my gosh, this is just as much of a surprise as it is every year. This means so much to me because it was a huge stretch for me to play a middle-class woman from an affluent South Dublin family with a cushy job. And look, Brian, at least one of us can still bring home trophies. Love you all.
Now, here to present the award for Lifetime Achievement. He may have retired from showbiz to reconnect with the real world, but we are honoured to have in our midst method acting his new role as a waiter with a catering company. Please welcome Daniel Day-Lewis.
Would you like any more red or white wine? I'm sorry, madam. I'll take that away and bring you the vegetarian option instead. Tea or coffee? Ladies and gentlemen, the IFTA for Lifetime Achievement goes to Gabriel Byrne.
Yeah, what's this shite? A cottage industry pretending to be a global presence. A celebration, is it? It's a flagellation you should be having. It's a shakedown.
Get off!
What the hell do you think you're looking at?
Coming up after the break, We'll have the award for Best Actor Who Happens to Be Irish, Best Actress from a Movie Financed by Someone's Father, and Best Gleason Who Could Be Arsed Turning Up.
Be careful, the plates are really hot. Thank you.
RT Radio 1 News with Brian Jennings. A very good evening, John. This week, hopes were high that Northern Ireland's two biggest parties could finally work together. Well, guess what happened? Nothing. Jack shit. And here to tell us in extraordinary detail about nothing is Tommy Gorman from our insufferable Nordie staff.
Oh, woe is us! The seeds of hope fell on the stony, arid soil of despair, or Stormont, as it's better known. Arlene Foster had this to bellow.
All of us at the DUP want to make clear that we do not have a problem with the Irish language.
No.
It's just everybody who speaks it that we hate.
Mm-hmm.
We in the Scots Ulster Unionist tradition have put up with far too much.
Mm-hmm.
Why does nobody want to read my Unionist version of Derry Girls called Orange Owl Dolls?
Mm-hmm.
Why should Londonderry girls be shown as lovable scamps while we are portrayed as sour-faced killjoys?
Yeah.
Their show even has a cool nun.
Mm-hmm.
Protestants have nuns too.
Yes.
And ours observe Lent all year round.
Here, here.
Strong, barely comprehensible words there. Meanwhile, Mary Lou MacDonald said some words to me, and those words said it all.
Mary Lou!
Jesus, will you just shut up, will you? Okay, I'm sick of being up here. It's all substantive issue, this. A nerdy, nerdy, dirty that. I thought Pierce was supposed to deal with this situation. Look at, no one down south gives a shite. So I'm going back to Cabra, and you can all fix it yourselves, yeah?
Meanwhile, at the first mention of the words peace process, what's left of Bertie Ahern poured himself in front of the nearest microphone.
Well, the peace princess is the most important thing on the island of Ireland, especially since we never built the Bertie Bowl. And them sandwiches free, by the way. I will not rest until devolution is restored to Hogwarts. And can anyone lend us a fiver for petrol, by the way?
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, meanwhile, was more philosophical. Oh, I sound good when I say that word. I should say philosophical more often.
Well, can I just say, this is all just Toad's Hilaire. I mean, this shower up here make even us look competent. No wonder they call her Mary Loser MacDonald.
Oh, nice one, Tish. Fist pump me. Ugh, that was my stomach.
Oh, wowzers.
Tommy Gorman, the least productive week in historical history. RT News, Belfast.
Ha ha, yeah! What a packed week we've got on the Turbidity Show, excuse me. It's Valentine's Week, that's right. It's not just a day anymore, we're stretching it out even further. So that means we'll be chatting to literally everyone who appeared in last week's episodes of First Dates Ireland. Even the background extras. That should kill some time. Ugh, but don't worry. We'll still have time for half-hour interviews with whoever gets booted off Dancing with the Stars?
Ryan, the country's broken my hearty. They shut down Marty's party. I'm never going to dance again. His guilty feet have no rhythm.
Oh.
The closest I got to a salsa was chucking into the Doritos in the green room.
Oh, yeah, wow. How do we do it? Great radio. All right, I'll be spending the rest of the week leafing through stories that ain't covered on Morning Ireland. I see the Niagara Falls Waxworks Museum is a new wax figure of Beyonce that looks nothing like her. Ha ha ha, why? Yeah. Leo Varadkar, of course, getting a lot of criticism for the picture he tweeted of a rather miserable-looking pancake. Ha ha, yeah. Yeah, Lena Dunham has a total hysterectomy due to years of chronic pain. Ha ha, yeah. But don't worry, 80% of the show will be just me whining about things on Netflix I don't like while pretending to like things on real television that I never watch. Ha ha! That's the Chubberty Show, because dossing is not just for midterm break. Whoa!
All right, deputies. Order, order! Don't make me suspend the house again. It's midterm. If I suspend the house, you have to go home and mind your own kids.
Now, allow the leader of the Labour Party.
Finally. I just
yeah,
want
thanks,
to
thanks, Count Cora. The national planning framework makes me angry.
Wait a second.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, Count Cora.
Count Cora! Who said that? Who said that?
Hold on, I'll stand on my box.
Deputy Howland, Deputy Kelly has the floor. Sit down.
But
Count Cora, this
order.
Is...
People can't afford. People can't afford.
Allow Deputy Breed Coppinger, People Against Progress.
Count Cora, people can't afford to own their own homes. They can't afford to rent. The latest report shows that the big, weak, fat cat, black cat, corporate swine...
Tell them to rent on the north side, near the river.
Minister Darcy, I am not...
Turn left at the end of the lane with the junkies injecting and weeing in it, and there's a grand spot.
This is a
or they could try the Bank of Mom and Dad.
How dare you?
Or there's a really good bank in Austria. I saw it in the Merck on the way to the Viennese costume ball. Did you see me in the white tie, by the way? I was having drinks with a new hip right-wing Austrian leader who are totes not homophobic, just a bit racist. Best night of my life.
Could we not just get back to rural Ireland, the colony, dancing at the crossroads?
Allow Deputy O'Keefe, Fianna Fáil, and part-time Ghost of Christmas Past.
It's imperative in developing infrastructure in rural areas.
Yeah, you're buffering there, Deputy. It looks like your broadband has failed.
So
Deputy Wallace.
This is a disgrace.
Order! Order in the house!
I haven't been so outraged since the last thing that I was outraged about that got me on the 6-1.
Count Cola, I'm very angry now! Deputy Kelly! And Deputy Kelly!
There goes a shirt, Count Cola! And another one!
Yeah, perhaps Deputy Wallace could lend Deputy Kelly a shirt.
No, I only have the one. And you want to take the shirt off my back now as well?
Yeah, how about a blue shirt? There's loads of those sitting on their fat cat, bigwig, bourgeois, voulez-vous, cliché avec moi, ce soir, arses.
You can have mine, Count Cola. It's brand new. I picked it up in a little place in Vienna. Has anyone ever heard of Charvet? It really is the most exquisite quality to me.
On a point of order, Count Cola, just shut your mouth. Leo.
You shut up, Mary Lou.
Shut your mouth.
You shut up.
Close your dumpster.
You shut your mouth, Mary Lou.
Batten your hat, shinnery man. Shitty, shitty. Twist your cash.
Shut your mouth.
For fuck's sake.
Dear subjects, this is your Uchteran reminding you to subscribe to the Kellen's Kicks podcast on iTunes or other such providers. You'll never tire of it. You'll want it to go on for 7 years, maybe even 14 years. Who's to say? You can never get enough. Who'd want to stop? You'd want to be mad for it to end.
And now, the President of the United States, Donald Trump. And to ensure he doesn't accidentally trip and fall on a porn star, his wife, the First Lady, Melania Trump.
My fellow Americans, this coming President's Day weekend, I want you, after your mandatory one-hour prayer to me, your supreme
leader... That plan not introduced until next year.
Forget I said anything. President's Day is not just about celebrating the best president ever, which is me, bigly. It's also a time to reflect... And tragedy, isn't that right, Maleficent?
Yes, my heart is heavy over the victims in Florida shooting.
No, not that. Act of God, AR-15s. Thoughts and prayers, by the way. Just wire me the money, NRA. Thank you.
Ugh.
The real tragedy this week, instead of going to jail, Barack Obama got his official portrait done. I hate it. As the old saying goes, I don't know much about art.
But I know.
No, that's it. That's the whole saying.
Oy.
You see, you get to choose your own artist for the portraits. I won't get one of those urban guys like Obama did. I'll get someone with huge skills. Like the guy who draws the KFC logo. Finger-licking talent right there in every bucket.
Sometimes I catch Donald licking paintings in White House. He's strange, man.
Also this week, Team America is acing the Winter Olympics. And Mike Pence is doing a tremendous job out there, pretending he's not afraid of men in sparkly shirts and ice skates. He's so straight, I don't think he's even seen his own Johnson. Not even in a mirror.
I am not sure if Vice President cast reflection.
Also, we got gold in waterboarding. And to think, Obama wanted to make that illegal. So stupid.
Snowboarding.
Exactly. and so boring. Ugh. Seriously, they should put explosions in. And speaking of explosions, if little rocket man Kim Jong-un tries anything funny, I'll turn the whole of Korea into a nuclear Winter Olympics. Bigly.
You idiot. You need a kicking.
What was that, Melancholia, my sweet?
I say it's bedtime. You need fried chicken.
Yay! KFC, Bigly. I love you, Melania.
I love you too, honey. This better be worth my while, Vladimir.
Shut up, guys. Okay, just shoot.
Taoiseach, how much of a setback is the collapse of the Northern talks?
Well, it's not all bad. Imagine how much opportunity this gives me to slag Mary Lou in the Dáil. I can even troll her ass gulag, because, you know, I learned 5 words of Irish last year, so I'm totes fluent, dude. I put a fada on dude there, by the way. That's all Irish is, really, adding something unnecessary. You know what car is in Irish? It's car, with an extra R. I mean, that's not even trying. Like Car's water biscuits. They're barely a biscuit, which is why they remind me of Simon Coveney, who's barely a politician. Sorry, what was the question?
Taoiseach, a report. Port Shaw's rents are out of control. Is it time to consider laws to protect tenants?
Yeah, that report is on something called daft.ie. D-A-F-T. Daft. Lol. The clue's in the name. Though I love their totes gorge Friday property subs on the journal BTW. Like the Irish Times is basically an ad for my home, the paper of record. Provided the only thing you want recorded is that a 2-bed in Dublin 8 costs like £1 million. Lol.
But the rents are rising well past the 4% gap the government introduced.
I mean, come on. Haven't you noticed? Every time we try to do anything, we just make it worse. Remember Irish Water? What a mare. We can't bring in more laws for tenants. That would just create a black market. We can't expect the guards to police that. They're a bit tied up at the moment, being questioned in tribunals about covering up investigations into cover-ups. They're so run off their feet, they can barely put their feet up and ignore all the gangland crime. Besides, so many TDs are landlords. If they voted for laws that crack down on themselves, that would create a black hole. The last one swallowed Eamon Gilmore, and now no one remembers he even existed. Which, now that I think of it, is a win.
Taoiseach, what about protecting children from the dangers of the internet? You're going to have 13-year-olds consented to contracts with Facebook.
Well, Justin Bieber was like 12 when he signed a record contract. And he turned out fine, just like Macaulay Culkin. God, remember Home Alone? You're never alone with Facebook. So why shouldn't kids be allowed to sign away their privacy and allow an unaccountable, stateless media conglomerate monetize every waking hour of their precious years of innocence? Please. If multinationals aren't allowed to market weight loss pills to 13-year-olds, what even are we? Last question.
What about a new road for Sligo?
Dude, I just got here in a road. No, the tension of going over potholes in Longford works wonders for the abs, by the way. Sorry. Not to mention the gluteus maximus.
Sorry, no.
Remember Maximus and Gladiator? Grey film.
Okay,
are there any questions about my self-satisfaction rating?
No.
Or my totes right on repeal stance? No?
Uh-huh.
Well, then we're done here. Laters.
It's week 3 of Vogue and Spencer's engagement. Spencer's in the diary room.
So I spent an absolute age designing a knockout ring that sums up Vogue. Big, shiny, expensive, quite transparent. And then I only go and forget to put the bally thing on her actual finger.
Meanwhile, Vogue is in the living room talking to a mirror.
So he proposes to me, Vogue. He's down on his knees, like an RTE commissioning editor ahead of a tick-the-boxes generic female-skewed youth funding deadline, and he has the ring in the box. Vogue does boxes. That could be a show, couldn't it? Have you got a pen? I should write this down. Vogue does pens?
Spencer is still in the diary room.
And then I can't remember how boxes work. I can't get the bally thing onto a finger because I can't open the box. How do I get out of here again? I can see the door handle, but are you supposed to twist it or push it? Everything's so complicated. My agent promised they wouldn't leave me alone. Hello? Hello?
Vogue is still looking in the mirror.
He was so nervous. It was nearly a case of skid marks and Spencer. Vogue does laws. That would be a great show. What about Come Dine with Vogue? Vogue's Got Talent? Say yes to the commissioning editor? Vogue.
Welcome back, Sports Now, and a break this weekend from the second most talked about rugby story, that's the Six Nations.
What?
Des Cahill is with us?
Yeah, no, it was a great week for Liverpool.
Oh, did they apologise for being at the epicentre of the slave trade in England during the 18th century, Des?
No, they won a football match.
All right.
Their 5-0 drumming of Porto almost certainly guaranteeing them quarterfinal place in the Champions League, though Roy Keane felt the team's performance didn't go far enough.
At clubs like Liverpool and Tottenham, but these squads, they should get to the knockout stages of the Champions League and win an FA Cup as well, every year, maybe twice a year. It's shameful. I'm going to burn all my red clothes. Whose kind of petrol is that?
Ha ha. After repeated delays due to bad weather in Pyeongchang.
Bad weather at the Winter Olympics. Who knew?
Yeah. No, it's really cold over there. Anyway, a fantastic result for our two alpine downhill skiers.
Oh.
Patrick McMillan finished an incredible 52nd in his event. Then Tess Arbez.
She wanted the Coot Hill Arbezes.
She managed a top 50 finish in her field of 79.
Great. Where exactly did she finish?
50th.
Oh.
No. In the GAA, the rescheduled clash between Monaghan and Kerry on Sunday will give the Kingdom a chance to catch up with Division 1 leaders Dublin and
Galway.
Yeah. Ha. But Joe Brawley's not sure the Kingdom is cut out for it.
David Clifford, the True Gael. What about your silky skills, the poison chalice of the Black and Defence? Mayo dressing room. I don't envy any young fella today. We need a feed of pints before we left the dressing room in our day. Everything is wrong with the modern game. Total collapse, like Stormont. A blanket defence from the DUP over a funny language they can't understand. Kerry, they also speak a language no one understands. What about you? The old days. Do I invoice current affairs as sport for this meeting?
Very good. Des, you're going to be here every week now, are you?
Well, Carl's gone and Dubbo, well, yeah.
Oh, joy. And remember to watch RTE television this weekend to see the remains of our sporting coverage. Coming up after the break, The Gathering, when, like a GAA manager, we too will be avoiding saying stuff on the radio that people are actually talking about.
Hello there and welcome back. Now, Fianna Fáil is a party divided by the upcoming referendum on the thing. So to discuss with Joy by party leader Micheál Martin, Fianna Fáil spokesman for tourism and token culture Robert Troy,
yeah,
and Jimiriam O'Callaghan, because he's the only one I can understand.
It's great to be here, genuinely.
Anyway, Michael,
Micheál,
I hear you're pro-choice now.
Well, I'm proudly pro-choice, and I came to that decision because of duty, compassion, and the fact that I really, really, really want to be Taoiseach.
Right.
And if that means appealing to the Liberals in Dublin, who want cats more than children, then so be it.
It's a complete U-turn, though.
No, hold on, no, I didn't do a U-turn at all.
There's no need to deny Anton now, Micheál.
Well, thank you there, young Troy.
Because if you did an illegal U-turn, I know a guard in Mullingar who can get your penalty points lost in the post.
Well, hold on a second.
Now, a U-turn in a vehicle is one thing, but being far too liberal on the babbies thing now is another.
Where do you stand on the issue, Jimiriam?
I sure don't know. Above everything else, the lanky fecker.
Well, I totally believe a choice for women marrying.
Wait, what?
It's the choice of whether they want a pumpkin spice latte or an almond milk frappuccino, not the 12 weeks thing.
No, choice is a...
You know, this reminds me of the referendum of 83, a terrible time when the only choice a young woman had was between Black Tower or Blue Nun.
Or together.
Robert, do you want to come in there?
Man, the rural people of Ireland have asked for choice for Dickens. Dickens.
Yeah.
And that's the choice to use the train. But they can't.
What?
What about the rural development plan? Nothing for Mullingar and that.
Well, actually, the Lewis goes all the way to Cherrywood, so that's practically Wexford.
I know.
You're Jeopardy Troy, if you have a horse,
yeah,
do you call it a Trojan horse?
What?
Now, Maddie, and I just want to say choice for a woman and mature reflection.
And now you're choice.
And there we have it. What better way to sum up Fianna Fáil's attitude than three middle-aged men yelling about what women should be allowed to do? I don't know about anyone else, but this woman is going to choose a G&T. And this time, it's a double.
Welcome back. Good morning. I'm Jobbo. It's 5 to 9. And just before we go to the air quotes news, I'm going to slip you into something a little bit more uncomfortable. The truth, rather than the tiresome talking points that seem to constitute most bulletins for the past week. So unelected Taoiseach Leo Varadkar continues his unearned victory lap around the country, stopping off in Sligo to harp on about his notional development plan. Sorry, did I say notional instead of national? Yes, I did. It's a grand vision of the future, where the country country grows faster than Dublin. Roads connect to places other than Dublin, and people can afford to live in Dublin. Poppycock. Oh, and dear media, stop reporting about an extension to the metro. None of it exists yet, so it can't be an extension. It's like announcing that Narnia just got bigger. It's also a €116 billion plan. Where's that money coming from? Tackling the scourge of welfare fraud, costing the state many, many dozens of euro a year. The whole thing is so far-fetched, it should be called the Simon Coveney Sex Appeal Plan. Let's get real. Fine Gael has been in power for 7 years. It's made the health service worse, ensured housing is unaffordable, and can't even run a water service. The only thing this plan will do is develop Varadkar's keen sense of self-satisfaction. The only thing he's achieved so far is to secure what he said was a cast-iron deal with the swivel-eyed lunatics of the DUP and their supine coalition partners, the Tories, that there would be no hard border after Brexit. But guess what? There will be. Even the EU has now said so. Cast iron? The only thing cast iron will be the bloody border itself. Great negotiating, Leo. High fives all round. Meanwhile, after an international report rated Ireland's mental health services for young people as a D+, the HSE has proudly announced that it's dealing with teenage depression by having them treated by assistant psychologists, who aren't even doctors. Yes, what desperate people need are underqualified students. How about we just get teenagers to treat the teenagers? Never mind, at the rate we're losing our youngsters, I'm sure the waiting lists will go down by themselves. Right, that's it. It's 9 o'clock on a Friday morning, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And the only news this broadcaster wants to hear is that there's a decent bottle of Burgundy waiting for him when he gets back to the suburbs. Hopefully by midnight I'll be so fiend-eyed I'll probably start seeing a metro. Now go back to sleep, Ireland.
Colin's Cakes, thank you very much.